A look at the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria shows that the Nigeria Football Association is the only sports association in the country established by law. And this means that the NFA is not an independent body, despite what they say, and it depends on the government for sustenance. And it is the same all over the country, with state governments owning football clubs and appointing cronies onto the boards of the state FAs. Which begs the question, why is government so interested in football? At what point does government intervention in football becomes government interference? What is it about football that makes government fight tooth and nail to ensure that the NFA Act is not amended to free football from its apron strings? Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be looking at why government in Nigeria is so interested in football. We'll also bring you World Football Watch, as well as sports news from across the globe. My name is Tunde Kweki. Let's take a quick break and we will return with the rest of the show. A look at the Nigeria Premier League will reveal that 18 out of the 20 teams in the league are owned by state governments, with some state governments even owning two, which is a clear violation of FIFA statutes. Even the biggest sponsor of Nigeria's national football teams is the Federal Government of Nigeria. So why is government in Nigeria so interested in football? Well, we posed this question to our good friend Barrister Opeyemi Okusanya, and we got some surprising answers. But Barrister, you look at the Nigeria Premier League and 18 of the 20 teams are owned by government, and there is an NFA Act. Well, there isn't one for tennis, athletics or basketball. So my question is, why is government so interested in football?
The government is not interested in football. People government see that there is money, and government is always interested in how they can make money. The way Nigeria runs, Nigeria is a society that doesn't value accountability. If you hold public office in Nigeria, you're not accountable to anybody. Indeed, if you hold public office, you are expected to benefit from the public office that you're holding. And the way, thank God for what is happening in Switzerland and the United States now, we're beginning to see the slush funds that exist in the inner recesses of FIFA. There's a lot of money to be made in FIFA. So anybody that can get control of the football association in Nigeria has access to a fair amount of United States dollars and Swiss francs that will come your way. And because Nigerian society doesn't hold you to account, even journalists will not know that the monies have come in. And the money is coming. As a football association, every year there's an amount of money you get from FIFA. For qualifying for particular tournaments, there's an amount of money you get. For participating, there's another amount of money you get. To prepare you, there's another amount of money you get. Depending on where you exit, first round, second round, round of 16, quarter, there's another amount of money you get. These things are never ever investigated in Nigeria. The money just comes and is shared. Of course, the players make a noise once in a while and then they settle the players and that's it. But these are funds that ordinarily are for developmental purposes. They are to put football pitches here and there, ensure that every community has training facilities, assist the clubs, encourage the schools to develop, because until you develop school sports, you are deceiving yourself. You will be going for all these under 14, under 16 tournaments with old men who will not be able to mature. I was listening overnight and it was confirmed that Casillas is on his way to Porto. I watched Casillas play in Sulere in 1999. And now he's 34. He's on his way to Porto. Where are the Nigerians that played in Sulere in 1999? None of them can be less than 40 now. And that's the truth. And this is what we continue to recycle. So Nigeria is not the government that is interested in football. It's the corrupt politicians, the corrupt people in the football association, the corrupt group of Tenobakwala, call them sports enthusiasts, who are in there. They ensure that government has a hold on football, because anytime the tournament comes, because we're tournament driven, they can always go to the government and say, Your Excellency, we need to prepare for this particular tournament. It's holding in Canada in the next 4 weeks and we are behind schedule. We need 100 million. And the 100 million will be released with the assurance that we will bring back the gold medal. Of course, they're not going to bring back the gold medal. But nobody asks questions. Nobody going to ask you, how did you spend the 100 million? Did you carry your girlfriends there? Did you stay in five-star hotels? Did you fly first class? Did you drink champagne? Nobody asks those questions. Once you collect money, you just go and see no more. That's why you have an interest in football. Those kind of funds have not been accessed by swimming. They've not been accessed by cricket. They've not been accessed by rugby. If you are put into the Weightlifting Federation now, you probably have to go and raise your funds yourself. That's why there is no Weightlifting Federation Act or decree. But if you are put in the Football Association, you don't need to raise funds yourself. You can always go to government and get good money. And money will come from Switzerland, which nobody will question you about. And that's the truth. That's why there's this battle to be in there. I've seen journalists, your colleagues, who are members of other bodies, but they only talk about football. One of them was on television the other day. It was about halfway into the interview that he said he was a member of Weightlifting Federation. I was amazed. Throughout the interview, he never said anything about weightlifting. He was talking about football, Stephen Keshi, Olise, and what have you. But he himself, as a journalist, is a member of the Weightlifting Federation. I thought you should just have resigned immediately and said, no, I don't know what I'm doing. But that's the reality. Personally, for myself, I would say government should just be completely out of it. Because government has too many things to worry about. Health, education, security, welfare, jobs, the economy, exchange rates, stuff like that. Leave sports to those who want to run. Because sports is not a social service, really. It's part of human life, and it has become a business. Sports can run itself. It doesn't need anybody to run it. Of course, you might need governmental participation at a level. So I'm in support of there being a minister in the cabinet that would have responsibility for sports. But that is to engage at that level. But for what Nigeria needs now, we need sports to be done in our kindergartens, in our nursery schools, our primary schools. Those are the things that we should be focusing on right now. That's why I said Nigerian sports has no foundation. So you find that we are just a competition-driven people. Once there's a competition coming, then you hear they've announced closed camping or open camping or stuff like that. And then they gather people together and they go for that competition. If they do very well, they come back, they are received, they are rewarded. And that's the end. If they don't do well, they are not received and they are not rewarded.
That was Barrister Opeyemi George Okusonya speaking on government and Nigerian football. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Koike, wishing you all a brilliant evening and guaranteeing you that the planet is listening.